financier. As a consumer, how do I take advantage of this new way of doing things? Or as a policymaker, how do I take advantage of this China-USA fighting? How do we become bigger? How do we get our role? Look at North Korea. Do you know what North Korea is doing now? While USA and Russia are busy becoming whatever they want to become, my G is there just testing his missile. I think in a month now, in 3 weeks, he tested like around 6 or 4, if I'm not mistaken. And that is, I think, the approach we should also take.
Matukirane na ponge shefata dirandura ukira ndere omaigo njukwago walenga eggs. Omaigo walenga eggs otaga adhika ponge shefanga shi Dome Dogs, Rani Tradings, Basic Mini Market, Amta, Farmers Market, Oshopo, Face of Fresh Produce. Kuyerere dengira kondura getatu imwe imwe, mbali heari, ndatu hamano mbali mbali. Walenga eggs, ongushu yago, umatoke rekamana.
Walenga eggs. The Great White. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pulling Heartstrings with your girl, Elizabeth. Let me just up my volume to see if you guys can hear me properly. Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pulling Heartstrings with Elizabeth. The date is the 9th of the second month, 2022. It is a Wednesday evening. The time is 20:02. It is deliberate. That was Gabriel with the business segment. And yes. So, once upon a time, there was Adolf. Now, Adolf was a small child. He had both his parents, and then his parents split up at some point, and Adolf lived with his mother, but he visited his father often, right? And when he visited his father, he always had complaints that the other children were getting more love from the father, and he was not happy about it, and he's just not having it, and He was a bit of a jealous child, you understand? He was a bit of a jealous child. His initial idea was to live with his father, but unfortunately circumstances could not allow, so he had to live with his mother. His mother was not abusing him. His mother was not doing anything harmful towards him, but he just had the need to live with his father. Now, his father was married and had one child with his wife, but he was also taking care of other children in the house, cousins, ate guru, and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. So with Adolf, his behavior was always my father's house and my father's things and my father's what and my father's car and my father's bread. Yeah? My father's money that bought the bread that I want to eat, that is not for now because it's going to ruin our appetites for dinner, you know. Adolf was, one would call him troublesome, but others would call him just, he needed extra time. And at some point, his mother had asked his father if he wanted to stay with him for 2 months or 3 months or so, and see if he's going to feel better, because he was an emotional child as well. So it was not really one of those situations whereby you can just tell the child, no, you're going to your father's house in the holiday or the weekend or whatever. He really adored his father and he liked being at his father's house. But the other kids would classify him as a terrorist. Now, his stepmom was working with the father, so it wasn't really an issue where she spent a lot of time with him. She spent the same time as she spent with the other kids when he was there, you know, because she had an 8-to-5 job. So in the morning they leave for work, and even on holidays, because it's only school kids that go on holiday, doesn't necessarily mean that the parents are on holiday as well. Not unless it's one of those December holidays, and then they would probably spend some time together, but it wasn't a lot of time to necessarily see a behavioral problem. The stepmother was a lovely lady, or is a lovely lady. She was very caring and very accommodating. Henceforth, the children that were mostly in the house were Atekuru Yonsane. And she had one niece, her brother's child, was also staying with her. But it was a blended family. One would call them happy. One would call them stable. One would call them good, you understand, in many aspects, right? So at some point when Adolf had come to stay with his father for 3 months, they had agreed with the mother that, no, this year when Adolf is in grade 7, Adolf can just come and stay with you for the year, and then you can just arrange everything. If you need help, I can always help, because they had a co-parenting system that was very good. Now with Adolf, he had to now come home to stay there. So he was no longer visiting constantly. He was now living with his father like he initially wanted. Adolf started having very weird tendencies, you know. For example, he would go in the parents' room and then he would just take out maybe like one of Meme's shoes and then just throw it outside. It started with little things, you know, little things. And, you know, she would get upset and she's like, no, don't do that, you know. And even when she scolded him for doing something that he really did do wrong, his cry was always that, is it because I'm not your biological child? I'll tell my father because this is my father's house. So now the stepmom was feeling some type of way and she discussed it with her husband. She said, no. Okana, he's acting out, and I don't know if it's maybe a change of environment or I don't know what is wrong, but he's acting out. Maybe we can solve this and sit him down and we can see how to better care for him, because I don't like the fact that he is acting out. So even when the stepmother would tell him that, do the dishes, he would say, yeah, but this one is sitting. Why is that person not doing anything? He would even compare himself to the smallest child in the house. That, yeah, but that baby is also not doing anything. Why must I do something, you know? He generally just had a bad attitude. And then he started basically tormenting his stepmother, because she didn't understand why he was like this. And also, she didn't see the parts of him that that he was now introducing when he was living there. She always saw the happy boy, the cool and calm, so super salam kind of boy, you know, nice, chilled, relaxed, right? Mm-hmm. So now on another day, she had a complaint from school, because she's now written on at the school as a guardian as well. She is his mother, you know. So she went to the school and he was being suspended, but he was being suspended for fighting. And she had asked him, like, okay, what did the other boy do to you, you know? Like, how did he aggravate you for it to become physical even? To what point? What happened, you know? She didn't side with the other boy. She didn't side with him. She was very neutral, because she's also very neutral, you understand. She has the concept of raising children, so she's neutral when she's hearing them out. So she's not biased. And he would say, yeah, the other boy started first and all of that. But there are 10 witnesses that say that, no, he's the one that went straight to the boy and then just punched him for no reason. You understand? He just started he just started going downhill, you know, and it's not because the house environment was bad or he was being treated badly. It's because he felt that he felt entitled to his father. He felt entitled to his father's things, you know. He wants to come into the house. Now, all the other kids, they are watching cartoons because they have a specific time that they watch cartoons. Like, they watch cartoons from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And then from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they do their homework. And then from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, they all take their baths. And by 8 o'clock, they are eating, watch news, and bed. You understand? They had a routine in their home and everybody followed it to the T. But when he came along, he wants to change the channel. Even though he found somebody else watching, he wants to change the channel. And he would say, yeah, but this is not your father's house. This is my father's house. Like, you don't even belong here. You must go back to your parents. He's telling the other children that, he's telling the other children that, and he was being very rude, ill-mannered, difficult. And this is not a behavior that he necessarily got from his mother's house, because at his mother's house, he's an angel. You understand? He's the big brother. He's looking after the kids. He's an angel. You understand? He just felt very entitled there. And maybe we can say puberty was also knocking at his door. He was being very aggressive. He was being very violent with the small ones. And it just became torturous, right? And then he started killing small animals. When he started killing small animals, he started with small things like rats, you know. He would go out in the afternoon maybe and go and check there at a riverbed or something, or set up traps. But he just became, he started seeming like he's looking for blood, you understand. And he would start killing. He started with rats, and then he went on to cats. Neighborhood cats would go missing. And they lived in a good suburb. So it's not one of those where they have stray cats and then he can just kill a cat and then somebody doesn't notice. You understand? He started killing cats, you know, small cats or cats in general. And people would now look for their cats. They would put up like posters of, have you seen Fluffy? Or have you seen Garfield? You know, if you have seen my cat, please let me know. And then little dogs started also going missing. Now, one of the children had reported him to his parents and said, one of the siblings that he has there at home has reported, the sibling has reported him to the parents and said, no, Adolf killed the neighbor's dog and then he made us bury it. You know, he made us bury it and then he made us cry like it's a funeral, you know. And this is very tormenting and worrisome for the parents. Like, is there something psychologically wrong with the child or what is it, you know? And then he started basically putting up little traps in the house, but they were initially just for his stepmother, you know. So if she would put up a pot and she started cooking or something, because they are cooking on gas stoves, then he would come, then he would switch off the stove. And by the time she comes back, the food hasn't cooked and he's just standing there in the kitchen. And like, oh, first she started thinking that, ah, no, maybe I forgot, I didn't switch it on, you know. But then later, every time she did something and it was undone, he was always there, but he's not saying anything. He's just looking at her. And then eventually she started asking, like, did you switch off? Did you do this? Did you do that? And then he would just say, yes, but if you don't like it, you can get out of my father's house, you know? And she took this to her husband with concern that what is happening? I don't know. Kuchokana hanundekana ingashike. Like, I thought we were okay. Kan shisha kucho odanginyo shijai. And Sané called the child, because he's also not the type of disciplinarian that decides to beat children, or he's not violent. So he set his son down and he was having a conversation of, is there a problem? Do you maybe want to go home? Are you unhappy here? What is the problem? Like, no, daddy, I love it here. You know, he smiled. I love you, daddy. Like, you know, yeah, but I don't see why are you doing this? And he always says, it's not true. It was an accident. It's not true. She's lying. It's not true. It was an accident. It's not true. Or she's lying. You know, those were his go-to things. Yes. And then one time that they went now for a business meeting. And when he went for a business meeting, it was just Meme and the kids, and they were watching TV and all of that. She got tired. She went to the bedroom. And when she went to the bedroom, she was reading through the newspaper. It was the Villager, you know. She was reading through the Villager newspaper. And she dozed off. But when she was sleeping, she felt this sense of, it was goosebumps and omahwiriri. You know, she felt that, and she's like, then she woke up, she was startled, so she woke up. And then when she woke up like this, it was Adolf standing over her, just staring, you know. He was just staring at her. He didn't say anything, and it was dark, you know. And there was like a little bit of light coming through to show that it is him. But why? Why are you doing this? You know, and she started being fearful, you know, like, what is this child's intentions? Like, why is he doing this? And then he left, like, eventually, like, oh, she asked, oh, what are you doing here? Yeah, I know. He didn't say anything. He just walked out of that room and then closed the door, right? And she became a little paranoid with him because he started being scary, and especially after the killing dogs and killing pets, and then he had a little cemetery there. You know, it was not looking good for Adolf, you understand. And then one night, again, when she was sleeping and she woke up, he was standing over her, but he was standing over her with a knife. And she was like, she screamed, and then she pushed him away. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is it? You know? And then she called her mom, and she's complaining. Kucha, munanga okana katate muka mara kandishisha kucha okana peifo kwe athika minanje no mbere. You know, mokatikusi kukandishisha pamwe pamoka haku kukuni nganje shane ngongi nyano oshima shacha ngini ngei. You understand? Hello, caller.
Elizabeth, are you sick?
Yeah.
Are you sick?
Am I?
Are you sick?
I'm not sick.
Your voice is very low.
Is it low?
Yes.
No, I'm telling a story, Moose. I'm telling a story. I must tell it with the emotion of the story.
No, but we can't pick up.
You can't pick up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, right now, can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, let me go to the radio and I can follow the topic.
Okay. All right. Yeah, she called her mom. Sorry about that, guys. If you couldn't hear me, I'll speak a little louder. I thought I was being sexy, most, you know, putting the cinematics behind the story. But anyways, let's go back to our story. Mm-hmm. So she called her mom and she's asking, yeah, kandishisha kuchoka na katate, like, I don't understand. And this is a child that she had referred to as our child for a very long time. So even for her to call this child Okanakatate was something that was not within her, you know. It was not in her, it's not in her DNA, but she was starting to feel like this child doesn't consider her as his mother, you understand, or even as a substitute mother, you understand. Then she called her husband, and her husband was just baffled. He was absolutely surprised that such things are happening, and wow, what is happening there? Like, you know, came home, and when he did come home, he addressed his son, like, what is happening? Like, why are you hovering and hovering over my wife? Like, what is the problem? Because the complaints of you have been going on for the past 4 months. And I don't know, maybe at some point you must just go back to your mother so that you can find peace, you know, or what is happening, you know? And he cried, and he said she's lying, and he can't believe that his father would choose this woman, this strange woman, over him, his flesh and blood. And he was crying, you know, but he was really just lying. He was just a manipulative child, you understand? Okay. And then months went on. He was not sent home because, you know, like, ah, no. Ah, eh. It's Nga the meme that said no, but he's also, Maybe we can just try a psychologist or a psychiatrist and maybe we can find him help. Maybe the problem is deeper than we assume it is, and maybe we should help him, you know, because he is our boy. He's our child. You understand? Yeah, they took him to the psychologist, and as therapy started going on, therapy is going on, right? It just seemed like the boy was just, he was like a flat line, you know, like that he was just a flat line. So it was difficult to diagnose him with anything without getting into his mind. But you can only get into somebody's mind when they talk and they express themselves so that you can know their train of thought, right?
Mm.
As they stayed with the child, Tate went on another business meeting. It seemed like things were getting better, starting to look up in the house. There was a little bit more laughter amongst all the children. The violence with the other children had stopped. He was cooperating, you know. It was the routine was getting into the groove, you understand? It was okay. Hmm? And then one night when the other children had gone to bed and Meme was now in the room reading The Villager again because she is a huge Eagle FM fan and she loves everything we do. And our newspaper is the dopest. That's why she reads it, you know? So she's reading The Villager, the newspaper that she got on her phone when she texted 081-200-4144. You know, she texted that number and she got her newspaper and she was reading her newspaper, you know. She was sleeping, she was laying down and relaxing, reading her Villager newspaper. And then she dozed off. And when she woke up to a sharp pain, she's like, And then the sharp pain started moving around her body, you know. Started moving around her body, but it was sharp pains. It was coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out. It sounds like meat cutting, like a knife cutting through meat, you know. And when she woke up and she finally acknowledged and realized what was happening, Adolf was basically stabbing her to death. And as she started to scream and all of that, she fell unconscious and then she went into a coma. And then she passed away. Now, dearly beloveds, this is the story of the bad child. We have been discussing the issue of children, stepmothers, and fathers, you understand. We have been talking about the cruelty that I already have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Yes, Tate.
That must be a reflection.
Eh?
It's not a real story.
It's a real story.
No, I'm telling you
it's a real story. These are cases that I'm reading.
Seriously?
I'm telling you. I'm not going to combat that.
Yeah, you seen it?
Yes.
You see, sometimes we don't do things on time. You know, when a person is acting strange, it's the time for you to move on, to do something.
Yes, to act.
You remember the issue of the boy in Kavango?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who killed slaughtering the whole family.
The whole family, yes.
Yeah. Mm. And the issue in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That guy who killed even a dog and go to the goats.
Uh-huh. And kill the whole everything.
In the whole family.
Yes.
The same thing.
And even the NDF guy. Even the NDF guy that went and killed the pigs.
Yeah, who went to shoot the pigs.
My dear, I need my gun.
Man, you see, man.
Uh-huh.
It's what I'm saying. It's not what you call it. We can call it like, you know, it's a... What did they call the people and who are going mentally?
No, it's a psychological issue. Man. Mental health.
Yeah. Psychology, whatever. Yeah. Psychological issue.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
mm-hmm.
we have a people are like a silent killer.
Yes.
And the people are born with.
Yes.
You know, ne? Mm-hmm. You can have a kid who, you know, nature itself.
Yes.
It can prevail anytime. Uh-huh. And then you think you are okay, you are not weak, you are not what.
Uh-huh.
But your daughter, whatever, whoever you are born with, it can become a witch.
Yeah.
Without you even knowing it.
Yes.
Because you don't practice, you don't know anything
about
it.
You don't know anything.
It's born with it.
Yes.
And it's around. It's in, you know, the problem with our black culture, that we don't realize time that, you know, something is not okay here. But you keep it on, the person will change.
Yeah.
No, just maybe because you said the grandmother person or what. But you can see that something's not okay, man.
Yes.
Just very made the person start killing the what?
The small small animals.
And the cat and the dogs.
Uh-huh.
Then you are just quiet.
Yeah. Making the other kids watch.
Then it's looking for,
making the other kids watch. And making a funeral.
Don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't play, my friend.
Mm-hmm. But they did try, you know, they took him to the psychologist.
For black cultures, that we don't believe in those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem which we have.
Yeah.
Wherever even a person is, you know, that person is not okay.
Yes.
You can see, sometimes, you know, person can go, you know, let them say we are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a person. Example, sometimes you go this mental trauma, whatever they call it.
Yeah, mental trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma.
But, I'm telling you, you see me every day.
Mm-hmm.
When physically, but I'm telling already.
Yes.
Yeah. And these people of us, like the black culture, they will, that one just because you miss that person.
Mm-hmm.
But we see that person, something's not okay, man.
But the person is talking and answering themselves.
Answering himself. Yeah. I can see that. Let us go to what you used to do. You see? Those things are happening. Those things are happening, my friend.
Yes.
It's happening, but when it comes to our culture, I mean, we black people, we ignore everything, man.
That's true.
And it's what is keeping us from ending with the people, other people.
Because
a person is telling you, no, like that guy who killed the other people in the Hangwena. He said, I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
Then like,
you just missed them.
You are going mental because,
Oh, wait a kucha. In black culture, it's easier for you ukare waliwa than for you to have a mental disorder.
Exactly.
I know people, that are psychologists by profession, but when they have gone through a psychological event or trauma or anything like that, and then they developed a psychological defect, they did not believe or take their medication because they did not think that mental disorders is for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's for other people, but not for me.
You see, even what the other lady saying, I cannot sleep.
I cannot sleep.
The name is in the titi.
Because
the name is the titi. But that is obvious. That's something you know. Everybody can laugh out of it.
Yes.
But you know, because you are just scared.
Yeah.
And you are being tormented.
Yeah.
Your name to be in the titi.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something you know. That is what I'm saying. It's ecology.
Yeah,
You need to see somebody, like a therapy, whatever they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And go and see somebody that's going to help you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, help you and find your... Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying, Elizabeth. Sometimes I know, you know what people who are doing suicide in Namibia, the people who don't drink even.
Yes.
It's not... I'm telling you, Elizabeth.
I'm telling you the
people
problem.
People are just saying,
you know Gabriel,
innocent boy...
The hardest time for me in my whole life psychologically, when I became sober. Because you know when you are drunk, ne, you don't see those anxiety and depression things most because of alcohol.
Yeah.
Hey, take care. I go so bang way. Yay, on point with me. In our house, I go to on point with me. Top up with Luca.
No,
on point with me. Guess
you
need to go hungry.
You cannot tell me what. No. I already done with it, that one.
Yeah. I know. Guess you need to go hungry.
I don't want to talk to you. Please leave me alone, everybody. Just leave me alone. You see now, what kind of life is that?
Exactly.
Sometimes when you're having this feeling, don't put it in your, don't keep it in yourself.
Yes.
Express out.
Express.
It's what I'm saying. This Eagle FM is just come to wake up people.
You better
not
wake
only
up. Some
people, but it's a therapy.
Yes.
Because
it
once
is.
We call in, sometimes we express ourselves.
Why you're wrong, I know.
Elizabeth, you're opening a newspaper. And then now, for you to express out is when you are having a time in the Eagle FM. You are not okay, man.
Yeah. But we'll get through it, man.
Once you laugh it out,
then the heart feels better.
It makes sense.
Yes.
The day is gone by.
Ewa neta te Gabriel.
Ewa Shirina wane.
Shirina.
Shab.
Bye. Yes, that was Tata Gabriel, and he called through. We are going to go for an advertisement break, and then we'll be back shortly.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, I am back. I'm dope and I am back at it. Yes. So tonight's topic is children, bad children that basically torment step parents into, I have to catch my breath. I had to run, guys. I had to run and go outside and come back quickly. But yes, our conversation today is a discussion on what we have started on Monday. Our conversation for tonight is the conversations that I never had, the conversations that I never spoken about, the conversations that people hush within families, the conversations that people keep quiet to. The people that go through these things tend to find shame instead of making it an awareness project, making it something that we are all looking at, making it something that we have to be aware of. Because
ever since the beginning of time, and most of the callers that have called in have really suffered at the hands of stepmothers. But what happens when your child is the bad one in the equation? What happens when your child is murderous? What happens when your child has shown all signs of not cooperating with your significant other that is not their biological parent? What do we do with those? You understand? Because it's easy for us, do you know? Everybody says, yeah, my stepmother was beating me. My stepmother was terrible. Oh, stepmothers are very terrible, 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 terrible. But at the end of the day, I always say that never grateful. And that is one theory or philosophy that remains to some degree true when you have a good heart. So now this woman is murdered by her stepson, and it's not like she didn't talk about it. It's not like she didn't try. It's not like she was beating or abusing this child. This child literally was just a bad child. But yet, my callers tonight, they are quiet. They are quiet because at the end of the day, it's easy for us to say, yeah, stepmothers, akurukadi. No, 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 no. Oh, akurukadi. Akurukadi ava hepekano. Shashiname. I suffered at the hands of women, you know, onuta dengik, onuta ningishik, oh, akukadi. Yeah. But they will not say anything the same way, even within their marriages. When their children are doing bad things, they don't say anything. Hello, caller. Oh, we lost out on that caller that was going to come and back up. Uh-huh. Hello, caller.
The matriarch.
The matriarch.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Uh-huh.
So, I have a little story to tell also.
Okay. I've got time.
Okay, so, there was this boy at the village. So, not necessarily a stepchild. But he was actually just living with the cousins at home.
Being raised.
So one early morning, or maybe let me say just a day. So he woke up, I don't know, he woke up in this mood. I just wanted to beat somebody, beating up the kids at home. And then the other children was like, no, Thomas, what are you doing? Stop beating the kids. So it went on like for the whole day.
I think you have us on loudspeaker.
No, I'm putting on headset.
Yes.
Okay, am I okay now?
Yeah, now you're perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, around Okomatango here. So the kid was like, the other time, Bera Oshima, Oshima, Oshimo, Sharon Dombera, then he decided he, okay, Takusen, Bibota, Dadikun, and Tadadiga. So now the elder child was like, no, what are you doing? Stop doing that. So when he was Shagan Vangao, when Okakusu Tatinga. So Shakusu Tati, then he was aiming to shoot the elder child. So Okaya Oshke Okayanda. So if it was not Yeloka Jayanda, Okaya Hajaponti. So now Okaya Hajaponti. So from that, then he ran away. So now, today, if you speak about that event, he started crying. He would start crying.
Yeah.
So meaning maybe something was wrong with him. It wasn't really himself. Yeah, so now, I think he was, and he's a bit traumatized by that event.
Yeah. Imagine now, ngu tayando onday.
So if you speak about that event today to him, he just starts crying. So I don't know. So I don't. Maybe
Sometimes we should always try both sides, you know. I'm a strong believer in psychology, and I'm a strong believer in tradition as well. I believe that they can coexist in one setting, you understand. In as much as we are believing that okundurirwa manhu and pamwe okwaningasha, pamwe something, you know, let's also try psychology, because it might just be anger management issues. It might just be his mind splitting and creating an alter personality, multiple personality disorder. It might be something, you know, but it's not something that we keep quiet to, you know. Many a times we keep quiet, mara andorokwa dipagereng kwao, andotachenengin.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can have a discussion. You can call him aside, you know, and have a discussion and ask, how are you feeling? Like, what was it? You know, tell me what it was, you know. At least then he can trust you enough to tell you what was actually happening. Maybe there's a voice, maybe there's a mood, maybe there's something, you know.
Yeah. Mm. So you will try that.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
It's Ndina, by the way.
It's who?
Ndina.
Hi, Ndina.
It's my first time calling in studio.
Oh, thank you so much. Me, I'm pulling the heartstrings, guys. I'm pulling the heartstrings, ne? Onti mahonoko huri tak duk 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 duk. Andi vene, me, I'm winning. Thank you so much. Orina akutsama, the matriarch. Orina akutsama, yaharina akara. How?
Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you, Ndina.
All right.
Ciao. Yes, that was Ndina, the first time calling into studio. We are excited. We are happy. We are here. Hello, caller. The matriarch. Matriarch is like the ultimate of everything. I'm everything. The okay. Ultimate supreme ruler.
Mm-hmm. How are you, ma?
I'm fine, Tate. How are you?
Fine. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm okay. We are here.
That's great.
Mm.
So now that issue, does it really happen, or does
yes,
it happen?
Everything that I'm telling you here happened. That's why. Yes, yes. That's why it is needed. It is needed for me to be here to tell you these things, because they happen.
But it is very common. Eh?
Yeah, these things
for
are.
Women, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. Why is it like that?
It's common for women in what sense? To get killed by their stepchildren.
I mean, to abuse their stepchildren.
No. It is common. It is very common, but also it is very common for children to torment their stepmothers. Very, very common.
Yeah, I know. So what does, but the root cause of it is that once the kids are not appreciated, then that creates that resistance and resentment.
But at the Buana, in this case, it wasn't even that this child was not created. This child was just bad. This is, which are not created, but appreciated. This child was loved. This child was loved. Yeah. This child was just bad.
So what created this bad behaviors and habits and all these attitudes?
It could be with the love he had for his father. It could have been an obsession. It could have been an obsession and entitlement to his father's things, entitlement to his father. And then with killing animals, it is a behavioral trait that is within serial killers, sociopaths.
That's wrong. The wrong being there, or the wrong that is done, must be condemned.
Yes.
So, and because you see, that's why we are saying that maybe we need to open up. So if you know that, yes, I don't know how the age of those ones before the stepmother came in. So maybe they were big or they were small, I don't know. The age, that kind of age now. Well, I haven't heard the age mentioned. So maybe because I did not really listen from the beginning.
The age is 11.
Oh, 11 years old. Mm-hmm. So like 11 years old.
No, he was, what is the age that, it's 14.
Oh, 14.
Yeah, 14 is 37
months. He's still fine because he's still fine. That one is getting it, is the teenagers. Those are teenagers.
Yeah.
And those teenagers.
Tatebwana, we are going for an advertisement break.
Did you know COVID-19 vaccines may not only prevent you from getting seriously sick? Vaccines allows your body to fight the virus well before an infection occurs. This greatly increases your chances of not getting seriously ill when infected. The government provides COVID-19 vaccines for free, and they are safe for people aged 18 years and older, including those with pre-existing conditions. Remember, it is important to go for both doses of the vaccine to make sure you are fully protected. This message was brought to you by the Nationhood and National Pride Program in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Social Services. My Namibia, my country, my pride. Help keep COVID-19 out of Namibia.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Matukirane na ponge shefata dirandura ukira ndere om. Yes, that's one. Hello?
To conclude, what I'm saying here is that whether it is big or younger, but the younger one, I think the bigger one, I think it's easy to deal with. Those ones, we just maybe need to understand their needs, and their approach, their moods, and then how, because it's necessary to build that relationship. It has to take some time and the effort and deliberate, you know, energy. Because that one is easy to convince.
Yeah.
The small one, the one from 7 there and those 6, so maybe the attachment, so to detach them from their father or their mother and things like that might be difficult.
Yeah.
But this big one, so you still need to win their love. Okay. That is the most important thing that you do.
Yeah.
But sometimes people pretend to know, and then when you come, you say, ah, this one is just following the father. Now I'm the mother here. I'm the one who is kakukutu now. The matriarchy or whatever.
Yeah. The head of a family or a tribe, a woman.
With that tendency, if you come in, whether you are the father or whatever, because you seem to be taking that love, that attention, you are taking it out. So now for you to just snatch it like that, how on earth will anybody just allow you to do that? So now if you now come in with that kind of censorship, and then you just say, no, yes, this is now my place.
No, but that's the thing that we are trying to defend this child, but this child needs no defending. This child was terrible. This woman didn't do anything to this child. This child didn't appreciate the family.
Oh, yeah, no, that one, that's your case, the scenario. I'm just taking it from
you.
With that bad manner, that's why I was asking, how did it come that you just developed the bad habit because the stepmother came in, or what?
It's entitlement. One thing that we must do, that the Bwana is not raise our children with entitlement. Like me, I tell my children, Kucha, this is mine. I worked for my things. You are going to grow up and work for your things. But if you are laying here saying, it's my mother's cell phone.
We are preaching that one to the children, but we don't want to preach this one to the big ones.
We are preaching.
Entitlement.
It's my country. It's my country.
It's
my country. It's our money. It's our money. It's our country. Our resources. our diamonds, our fish. Yeah, it's my entitlement, my dear. I just need.
That one, I think we need to.
We have to check that one. My Eagle FM, our Eagle FM.
I did not listen to the beginning of that thing. That's why I'm enjoying now on this issue of entitlement. But let's not allow those things. It's entitlement. You are entitled.
The banner we have to hang up. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Yes, guys, I think this child was entitled and a little bit obsessed, and also obviously I feel like there was a mental disorder that was materializing there somewhere and in the mix there somewhere. But yeah, nobody will talk about it. Nobody wants to call in. People don't want to call in because now they are looking at their little monster children and saying, Mara, nili favali o wu. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm fine. Are you tormented there?
Even last night I asked, I always is happy.
My dear, I'm happy you called.
Really?
Yeah, I'm happy you called. And also I'm using blackmail to make my callers call me. It's manipulation at its best here. My dear, kucha Eagle FM listeners. Hey, they must call me. Huh?
Now the story, is it based on a true story?
It's based on a true story.
Like, honestly?
Yeah, all of these things are cases that I'm reading.
No, because if I heard you right, you say the kid is 14.
Yeah, 14, grade 7. Because this happened in the year of him going to grade 7, being in grade 7. So whatever age that is, 14, 13.
So now basically, what is that that caused? Was your stepmother that bad?
No. The stepmother was an angel. The child was just terrible. Tarundire stepmother started tormenting her, you know, steal her shoe, you know, switch off the pot when she's cooking, you know, those little things. Disconnect the Wi-Fi.
I'm doubting this story. Okay, this thing happens in real life, actually.
Yeah.
It seems to be like he's just so young to be doing such things.
No, but that's the thing. That's what we all think until we find child killers and child serial killers. There are children. Right now, my friend is a magistrate, right? Right now, she was literally, as we were discussing these cases, she was literally telling me that so far, there are children that are killing adults.
I think it's just a mentality in them, like when by kids they go through some things and actually, but you know, like you try to talk to an adult,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You talk to a person,
mm-hmm.
Like especially our parents nowadays,
mm-hmm.
You tell them something, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you end
up
alone,
mm-hmm.
Not anybody,
mm-hmm.
And then you just. She wants no mental health at any time.
Yeah.
It just starts to. As of the parents, like, honestly, I'm trying by all means to listen to their kids. Like the child cries, like.
The child said the stepmother is lying.
These crocodile tears.
The crocodile tears. I can't believe you would believe that woman over me. How?
So it's just a mentality, especially in black parents.
I know black parents, they take the cake, guys.
That's the thing.
Mm.
So whenever some local and Tarakan young and like, you try by all means to listen to the side of the story for you to come up with a conclusion.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the stories are okay for me.
But in this case, this child is just terrible. Everybody is trying to justify this child, but this child is terrible. Full stop.
So me wumponi kama imuna ishono na umwe.
Omunu no na tadengar. And my one.
Yeah, no, this one is really
terrible. It's terrible. It's just terrible. She find the kids sitting in the sitting room. He just comes and change the remote. It's my father's TV.
Father's TV?
Yeah. No, entitled. He just assumes. It's just like in-laws. When they come to your house, they assume that everything there is your husband's. Like you are not doing anything. Oh, how to your mwanji? How? Hey!
So it's a thing, like, as parents, imagine telling our kids, she know or change she. Grow up, you're in school. Then you buy your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes it's not best to tell your child, which I know this one is yours. They'll take everything without leaving something for the kids. So, yeah, it's on both sides. As parents, honestly, we should try by all means.
Yes. Bye. Yes, that was our caller. Ah, I'm loving the vibes that are coming through, guys. Yeah, the men, they are not calling in a lot today because they are looking at their demon children tormenting their wives, thinking, kucha, marangili favalio, matine, oswangei, aengi konkurkado tel nundire, man. Onkurkadi tel nundire. Onto ta tormenting, onkurkadi shirin, onkurkadi nasigotae onkwengwa menunye, nasigotasi. Like, oh, what are you guys waiting for? You understand? So, this takes me back to the fact that a lot of fathers are so oblivious to their children that they are not active participants of the family. They assume that providing is enough. You understand? Aha. No. I have paid school. I have bought school fees. You are not sleeping in the rain. You are fine. No. You are not fine. There are issues that you need to look at. Even when you go and have a discussion now with your child that is tormenting your wife, you understand. What do you say? You know? Don't go and say things like, hey, don't torment my wife. Like, no. That's not how you go about it. You never ever go about it that way. The way to go about it is, what is making you feel like you should do this? What is it that is happening to you internally? Ovitengini. How are your emotions? Ovitengini. Aye, andikarandu vitenda fandage ashashiku horenje. Kandiku horengini mwanji. Like, no, you don't spend a lot of time with me anymore. You are always with the baby. Okay. What would you prefer we do? Can we have a day in the week or in the weekend that is just for me and you? Atuka taro movie, atuka ya bowling, nenge atuika ngaku sitota anangwe, just for us to bond on our own so that you feel you have a relationship with me also. You understand? Then maybe we can cure. Maybe we can prevent, you know? Maybe we can prevent lives being lost if we are more gentle and caring towards our children. Maybe if we share a joke with our children, especially a child that is in grade 7. Maybe advance it and share a dirty joke and then you say, don't tell mom, you know, but you laugh. And you make it a you and them thing. You understand? Create a relationship that makes your child, especially outside children, they always feel like they are missing out on so much that is happening that in the house where they don't live. You understand? Then get on moe. Call your child. Toningishkan.
wete onde tanditaro Barcelona. Unwete on kwaita ngu ya shike. On kwaita ngu no shindentara. Okwe kufara siru. Ae, tatenga inandifa kak. Nengo jeri ko Barcelona wale. Ae, nga inandimfa. Ayo, wemfa man. Ae, inandimfa. Wemfa. Tamuispoere, tanyoro. You create a relationship with your child. Especially boy children. Boy children need fathers. Even if you are not with the mother, you don't divorce both of them. You divorce one, and then you stay with the one that is for you. Boy children need fathers, guys. But you have to be an active member of society, you know. You have to be in a position whereby you put your toxic masculinity aside and love your boy child. Love your child and be compassionate towards your child. You understand? I'm not saying take the child and say, no, the child is what? Is an egg. No. Don't let anga paulo mento. Still, teaching principles, morals, ethics, respect, dignity. Dignity is the most important within a man. Teach him that. But also, don't be a monster. Tates are known for being monsters. Akutu angeri tori, andi sana tate. Tato engwe atazihui. Tate has been classified as a monster. And it's time for you to change that. Laugh with your children, guys. Laugh. Make a joke. If you are not into those physical touching things and hugs and stuff like that, give your son a high five. That what? You know. Hello, caller?
Yes, Igor.
Yes, Tate.
Ouvi
tenje?
Kwenye, kandini iso inji. Kayi kukuleka
kandisho. Uno minute vili mbali mangi nandisa inanga. Oh,
pari, utaka nandisho, don't do what? Kandero maotolongeza kumbuka. Yeah, kwetu tatu hapo pimbo. Hika kalele kwa 10, 15.
Ayo, osho.
Taranga, ndata meza noguri.
Mm-hmm.
O, tulipi kwa hore.
Mm-hmm.
When I know that 500 meters, at the report at the cool in the womb, look what we can do.
Or restraining order.
Yalo.
Yeah, or restraining order against the mother.
Yalo.
Mm-hmm.
But I know not a cocone.
Yeah. Noka conjera, inoka conjera, uno no hoko quara. Takeara.
Uli mena inamuya wapure leto maseregatan.
Mm-hmm.
Taka piano, atape yo hango. Taka hokana, umatide, taka hokana. Kwa mama meyata la ponga wana wakansi ngoto nigingi nimon. Talo.
Ay.
Chichasho no. Leto veta ino utaruru la pomo man. Ani te kwera mono urune itau koko ni mohole. Mungo auto mwa kuyi na kutinde ni se koko muga mene kere pumitarele po.
Shono shunga shina kukara. Shashuno no wapungo kureka kurutua efe.
Wango ino kara ilime gumbolini.
Mahungo ageche tata.
Ino kwa kere ero asendisi. Akare kukure neto maserega tano. Charo kutiano mwango mwani tiamo.
Ito imo marote ya kungwe. Shashi o restraining order yoyene kairi kucha oye eituramo against you. It's the mother. So the mother.
Kwa kunga ya nungini wangwazi okane numa umbogali ondati. Putapu nunga niengaitu.
Pefe. O restraining order ndisho wei pewa kuhina.
Iku kia noche pangero kovete.
Ehe kucha inwe nda pompo.
Ubeto ya kinuenda po 500 meters around the surrounding jo.
Yes.
Waka nanga waka waka nanga andike ya mengi niko wangazo.
Kukuna mpato hii noho a kuruntu ya asikama. No mohango noho a kuruntu ya asikama. Kuna mpato hii okana otakea.
Takea penyani.
Otakea kungwe, Pauli.
Kungwe peni.
Huli.
Pombashu kwa nima kwa kanjerebi.
Taki yake kurongwe ngwe to taranga kucha okangonjo no
akurombera okurombera ndizi te konda ki skune ohango chitufi Okuyake ya karumbele tatembi neyo. Maronda to situsi andivuru. Itandivuru kuyako.
Ay, itovuru kuyako. Itovuru kuyako shashino. Itovuru kuyako shashino. Ngikashi endere pokati koe na meme wako osario shinene. Natulimbwa.
Ambito pero mbero doze tanzora haiti inoenda ko mo surrounding
area. It's a restraining order, but restraining orders are only done when somebody did something to someone.
Okay, okano ke tumeni. Okano ke tunangwe.
Eh.
Tanzitu tanawele.
Ah, tate, mara. Mara. Ai, tovuru kuite koka na koesha shite nangu eto konja.
Itandite, kandi yako nginyan.
Ito, kuku, ewa te, neta tondina kuya. Alright, listeners, thank you so much for tonight. I'll see you tomorrow.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
All Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.